online at 1037thebuzz.com.
That's the sound of R.J. Hawk's ears burning. You heard us talking about him with Scott Maxfield. If only people could hear some of the things that R.J. and Coach Maxfield talk about after a football game. But it will be a big night tomorrow in Arkadelphia should the Reddies get a victory over the Ouachita Tigers. R.J., how you doing over there at America's Car Mart?
I am. I'm hanging out. I didn't get to hear the interview, so he didn't talk bad about me, did he?
He could never say bad things about his own son.
Yeah.
He said you're a great disappointment to him.
Yeah, well, only you would think that, Big Skin. Appreciate it. No, guys, I am hanging out here at America's Car Mart, and I tell you, we're 2 miles south of UALR, and if you need a car today, it's zero down. You just come in, find the car you want. You don't have to have the credit. All you have to do is bring your latest pay stub to show that you actually make money, and you can come to America's Car Mart and pick out the car you want, drive off today, and you can save some money for the holidays. So if you come by, we're 2 miles south of UALR on South University, and you can actually, before you come, you can go online to carmart.com, click on the Little Rock link, and then view the entire inventory that they've got here on the lot. They've got Tahoes, Suburbans, trucks, you name it, it's out here. Right now I'm looking at it's a 2007 Tahoe, and you can get it for $92 a week. So come on out here, and we'll be out here till 1 o'clock. It's your buy here, pay here dealer. It's America's Car Mart.
I'm going to miss you on the tomorrow morning, RJ. RJ and I have been driving together to all the Henderson games. That includes a six-hour drive to Durant, Oklahoma our game against Southeastern. But RJ is heading down to Arkadelphia early tomorrow because you're actually working all day long. I know the buzz is going to be at the Battle of the Ravine early on, and you're hosting, correct?
Yeah, we're having a tailgate party starting at 10:30 in the morning at the Battle of the Ravine. It's gonna we're right in the middle of the action, so we'll be out there from 10:30 to 12:30, and then Phil, you and I take the air at 1 o'clock, getting ready for 1:30, getting ready for the ball game.
If we're getting on the air at 1 o'clock, I better start preparing some more.
I know it. I keep thinking the game starts at 1:30 for some reason, but it starts at 2 o'clock in Arkadelphia. So, we had Coach Maxwell on the other day, and you know, I asked him what his biggest moment was in all these games, and you know, he couldn't really pinpoint one. But Phil, I think for you and I, it was our very first Battle of the Ravine that we ever had. And it was the one where it came down to the half-yard line. I believe we've got the clip in the system, but that's got to rank up there as some of the top games in the series.
Oh, it was a thrill. I know Rex has picked one from the mid-70s. Of course, Rex is going to pick a Ouachita win over a Henderson win
It
comes to his favorite Battle of the Ravine, and Ouachita fell a yard short in that one. Last year's game was over pretty much in the first quarter. I guess I'd be surprised if that's the case for this game tomorrow. Locker room corkboard material, but there's no question Henderson would be favored to win this game. I think the Ouachita side would probably agree, but
they would say it's predestined.
It is. That's a good defensive team that the Tigers put out there, one of the best in the GAC, so it's not going to be an easy one for the Reddies by any stretch.
And in rivalry games, you know, maybe there's bad weather, maybe there's turnovers.
And there might be bad weather. It's
maybe there's
supposed
a lightning,
to rain.
Maybe there's a lightning strike. You never know about these
let's
things.
Let's hope there's not any of that, and the Reddies walk out of there with another 60-point game, and we don't have to worry about a close one, so we can go in the playoffs with a winning streak.
I also just don't want to be in that press box while it's raining and lightning and the press box starts to rattle and shake, because who knows what'll happen.
Now the thing what we need to do, Phil, is we've got to get the pigskin out there to come bless the game before everything, to bless the Henderson win.
Well, I'd like to bring a rabbi with me.
Well,
then.
What if that causes problems between the Churches of Christ and the Baptist? If I blessed Henderson,
good point. Yeah,
I don't want to start a holy war or something.
And then Phil's got to bring a rabbi because you know, I mean, we got to make everybody happy.
You
in the
just
game,
need
but,
one big non-denominational.
Just don't bring any bacon cheeseburgers there, RJ. Yeah, we don't want
to. Yeah, well, we need to get you to the game regardless of whether you're.
I'm strongly considering it because I've told you, Michigan's dead to me. They're dead. Yeah. I'm not watching any more games in 2013.
Well, they're dead to pretty much the entire country as well.
So. Yeah, they're dead to me, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I know one person who's excited about the Battle of the Ravine, and she's on on the phone right now. Barbara, who is an alum of Henderson State. Barbara, are you going to be at tomorrow's game at AU Williams?
I plan to be there, and Henderson will take it.
Well, and that's good to know. What are your thoughts on the game aside from that? Or do you have any memories of the Battle of the Ravine that stand out to you?
Oh, all the Battle of the Ravines is just awesome. I started attending Henderson in '86, and have missed a few in between, but for the most part, I usually make the battle ravine. This year is a little bit more important because I have a cousin, God bless his soul, that plays for OBU, so it kind of done split the family up.
Are you wishing bad things on your cousin tomorrow?
I'm not wishing bad things. I hope he has a good game and don't get injured.
Do you want to mention his name? Who is it?
His name is Markel Bulliner.
So you want him to do well and them to lose?
That's correct.
I got you.
Markel is a safety, by the way, from Fordyce, and I'm assuming you're from Fordyce as well.
Redbug.
That's right. Former Redbug.
Well, it's and this gives you an idea of the real nature of the rivalry, and I've heard some people refer
brother
to
against brother,
cousin
the Civil
versus
War.
Cousin. That's right. It's like the Egg Bowl, the Iron Bowl, in that sense. But
yes.
I mean, these are the two schools that are in the same city.
Families
so
are divided.
Deeper.
Towns are divided.
You know, Phil, what amazes me about some of this, you know, we hear throughout the year because, of course, this is a Razorback state. Everybody knows that, but we hear people oftentimes say, well, I'm not going to support anybody but the Razorbacks. Well, that's fine. Well, this is at the Division II level. I think that everybody should experience this game at least one time. You know, I went a long time because I was doing UCA stuff and other schools on Saturdays. I went a long time, and I was thinking, well, it's a Division II game. Yeah, okay, I don't see a big hype. Until I actually went. And when I actually went to the ball game, I mean, it's a Division II game built up like a Division I game.
Look, I mean, this state, no matter what, no matter who you're rooting for, if it's on a high school level, if it's on a collegiate level, or occasionally if it's on a minor league level like the Travelers, you have a lot of very, very passionate sports fans. And it's no surprise that CBS Sports picked Harding as the top college road trip in all of basketball because of the passion that those students show, that the community shows
for
Harding basketball. It's the same thing with the Battle of the Ravine. And, you know, I mean, Arkansas fans are passionate and knowledgeable, and they love their team, and it's easy to see that. And it's the exact same thing with Henderson and Ouachita. This is a rivalry that people that are involved in it, as a fan, as a broadcaster, as a player, as an administrator, as a coach, they are passionate about. It is their most important day of the year. And it's so much fun to be there and watch it.
Think about this, both RJ. You need to think about this. I'm about to hit you with some knowledge.
Okay,
open those ears.
Victory has 100 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. The Razorbacks are on a 7-game bender right now of losing. UCA is having a horrible season by their standards. You could come down and root for the Reddies and root for an undefeated national powerhouse. How about that?
Yeah, and you know what? If you're a fan of Alabama or just want to see a team like Alabama, the Reddies look just like them, and they're ranked number 4th in the country.
Does the quarterback have an A.J. McCarron-like girlfriend?
No,
okay,
but
just checking.
He's probably better than A.J. McCarron, though.
There you go.
And RJ and I don't drool about women on the microphone on the air.
You know Brent Musburger, yes.
Off the air, maybe, not on the air. I knew that was going to lead to that. Thank you, Ollie.
Okay, guys. Well, hey, I'm going to get off here. I'm at America's Car Mart. I'll be here till 1 o'clock, and I'll hit you up here at about 12:30 with another caller.
Matty T said bring him a car or bring him some pizza. He doesn't care. Either way.
Hey, Matty T, I just need your latest pay stub, and I can get you whatever car you want on the lot.
Hey, sounds great.
Barbara, you're going to be at the game tomorrow, right? Is Barbara still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Are you going to be at the game tomorrow?
I plan to be there tomorrow.
All right. Now, I would advise, last year over 12,000 people showed up in a town that has just over 10,000 citizens. So you might want to show up a little bit early because 67 is just 2 lanes and parking will be somewhat scarce.
The village will be stressed.
Yes.
I know. Well, all right. See you guys there.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Barbara. Appreciate that very much and appreciate your support of the Reddies. And certainly we wish the best to your cousin who will be playing for Ouachita in the secondary. We've got much more coming up, another hour to kill here on The Zone, and a friendlier, kinder, gentler, long weekend Zone here with Matty T and the Pigskin. I'm Phil Elson. Next hour, we're going to have our Picks of the Week. Matty T's got his minute. Not a lot going on over the weekend, Matty, but we'll figure it out. Birthday trivia and The Zone Rewind and much more as The Zone continues on the Buzz Radio Network.